Let's continue reading verses 15 through 31 of Proverbs chapter 11. In the second half of Proverbs chapter 11, we have more practical advice for everyday living from the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 11, beginning now with verse 15. He who is surety for a stranger will suffer, but one who hates being surety is secure. A gracious woman retains honor, but ruthless men retain riches. The merciful man does good for his own soul, but he who is cruel troubles his own flesh. The wicked man does deceptive work, but he who sows righteousness will have a sure reward. As righteousness leads to life, so he who pursues evil pursues it to his own death. Those who are of a perverse heart are an abomination to the Lord, but the blameless in their ways are his delight. Though they join forces, the wicked will not go unpunished, but the posterity of the righteous will be delivered. As a ring of gold in a swine's snout, so is a lovely woman who lacks discretion. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There is one who scatters, yet increases more, and there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. The people will curse him who withholds grain, but blessing will be on the head of him who sells it. He who earnestly seeks good finds favor, but trouble will come to him who seeks evil. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like foliage. He who troubles his own house will inherit the wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. If the righteous will be recompensed on the earth, how much more the ungodly and the sinner? Let's begin our study of this second half of Proverbs chapter 11 with some background notes. As we read these verses, you notice the word but used a number of times. This is antithetic Hebrew parallelism, where the second line of the couplet is in contrast to the first line of the proverb. Now, another category of Hebrew parallelism is called emblematic parallelism. In emblematic parallelism, a word picture is used in one of the lines of the couplet. The two lines are connected by the words as and so. Now look at verse 22 here in Proverbs chapter 11. As a gold ring in a swine's snout, so is a lovely woman who lacks discretion. Do you see that this is emblematic parallelism? The word picture of the gold ring in the pig's nose is the first line. A beautiful woman who lacks discretion or moral perception is the second line. So that's emblematic parallelism. Now, what's the meaning of this proverb? Well, some further background is probably helpful here. In that culture, Hebrew women wore nose rings as jewelry to enhance their beauty, just like earrings today. But a pig with a gold ring in its snout has no appreciation of its value or significance. In the same way, a beautiful woman who is not wise in the moral area does not appreciate the value of the good looks that God has given her, which should be used for God's glory. Now, this proverb should motivate all of us to appreciate whatever God has given us and use it for his glory. Let's move now to our doctrinal point for this talk, which is, once again, the Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. Verse 15, he who is surety for a stranger will suffer, but one who hates being surety is secure. This is the same very practical and wise advice that we had back in chapter 6. I'm reading from Proverbs 6, beginning with verse 1. My son, if you become surety for your friend, if you have shaken hands in pledge for a stranger, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, and deliver yourself. For you have come into the hand of your friend. Go and humble yourself. Plead with your friend. Give no sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, and like a bird from the hand of the fowler. From Proverbs chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. Remember, surety is a formal pledge or guarantee that one makes to secure against financial loss, as when you co-sign for a loan. If you co-sign for a complete stranger, don't be surprised if you get burned. You are safe from all kinds of entanglements if you don't sign. Verse 16, a gracious woman retains honor, but ruthless men retain riches. Brute force may get you money and power, but not honor. A gracious woman can attain the honor that the rich and powerful desire. Verse 17, the merciful man does good for his own soul, but he who is cruel troubles his own flesh. Again, we have that well-known biblical principle that God has ordained as part of his moral universe. You reap what you sow, both in good ways and bad ways. Verse 18, the wicked man does deceptive work, but he who sows righteousness will have a sure reward. The wicked may make a lot of money, but wealth is deceptive because it doesn't satisfy. It entangles, and it can disappear overnight. But the fruit and reward of righteousness endures forever. Verse 19, as righteousness leads to life, so he who pursues evil pursues it to his own death. Now, this verse is not teaching salvation by works, no. But as the Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 16, by their fruits you will know them. So the fruits of righteousness are evidence of one's salvation unto life, and the works of evil are evidence of one's unbelief unto death. Verse 20, those who are of a perverse heart are an abomination to the Lord, but the blameless in their ways are his delight. We know the Lord hates hypocrisy and pride. He also hates a perverse heart. That is a heart that purposely is set on doing the wrong thing. But the Lord delights in a person who is trying to do the right thing. That is blameless. Notice it does not say sinless, but blameless. Verse 21, though they join forces, the wicked will not go unpunished, but the posterity of the righteous will be delivered. How about the Tower of Babel as the negative example of this proverb? And the descendants of righteous Abraham as the positive example of this proverb? Verse 23, the desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. What would you say if someone asked you, what are your goals in life? Your truthful answer would be a giveaway as to what's in your heart and what kind of person you are. Verses 24 through 26, here we have three proverbs that encourage giving because of the blessings involved. There is one who scatters, yet increases more, and there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. The people will curse him who withholds grain, but blessing will be on the head of him who sells it. Here is a paradox that the world cannot understand. The world says, don't be generous and don't give away your hard-earned cash. Keep it all for yourself. In fact, if you're selling something people desperately need, like grain, hold on to it and drive the price up. The Lord says, if you give, you will not only be blessed, but the well will never run dry. The Lord Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Luke 6, 38. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 27. He who earnestly seeks good finds favor, but trouble will come to him who seeks evil. Again, the moral principle, you reap what you sow. Verse 28, he who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like foliage. The Bible belabors this theme of not trusting in material things. But people don't listen, including many Christians. Thus they do not flourish. Verse 29, he who troubles his own house will inherit the wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise of heart. How would you like to be the recipient of a will that read, quote, you have inherited a bunch of wind? The fool ends up with nothing but being a servant to those who are wise. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. Let's move now to our practical application, which we will take from verses 30 and 31. Make your applications in the light of the rest of Scripture. Make your applications in the light of the rest of Scripture. Verses 30 and 31. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. If the righteous will be recompensed on the earth, how much more the ungodly and the sinner? Now, in the context, verse 30 is referring to persuading people to follow the way of wisdom. Can this verse be applied to winning souls for Christ? Of course. The rest of Scripture would certainly support the truth that winning souls for Christ is following the way of wisdom. But now, what about verse 31 of Proverbs 11? If the righteous will be recompensed on the earth, how much more the ungodly and the sinner? What's the best application of this verse? Now remember, there is one interpretation of Scripture, but many applications. And what we are saying in this practical application is that all applications are subject to the rest of Scripture. Verse 31 of Proverbs 11 is quoted in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 18. I'm reading from 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning with verse 17. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God, and if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? And now comes a quote from Proverbs 11. Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? From 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. So we see from 1 Peter chapter 4 that the application of the first part of Proverbs 11:31 has to do with the discipline and correcting of believers, such as Moses not getting into the promised land and David being recompensed for his sins of adultery and murder. So when we make an application of Proverbs 11:31, we should definitely take 1 Peter 4:18 into account. The best application of the first part of this proverb, if the righteous will be recompensed on this earth, the best application of this first part of this proverb is not reward for faithfulness, but discipline for unfaithfulness. Do you follow? Make your applications in the light of the rest of Scripture.